Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I was on the farm last week, and we did get some corn planted, but then the rains came again. Last year at this time, we had all of our corn and soybeans planted. The later we are in getting the seed in the ground, the lower the yield. As of last weekend, only 11% of corn was planted in Illinois, 6% in Indiana, 48% in Iowa, and so forth. The last time the farming industry suffered weather challenges like this was 1992. Without an abrupt weather change, our yields will suffer a big decline this year. A short crop will mean higher prices, which is good. In fact, we've already seen corn and wheat prices shoot up, and that can help. But now we have to grow it, and then we can sell it. The ag industry has some big clouds hanging over our head. Yes, late planting is discouraging. We still have a costly trade war with China that seems to be getting worse instead of better. The Department of Agriculture is working on a $20 billion aid plan to support the ag industry, and that'll help. But farmers would prefer to get their money from the marketplace. There's some good news. President Trump is lifting the tariffs on steel and aluminum that he imposed on Canada and Mexico, and that could open the door for passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Mexico and Canada will be back to buying more of our products then, and tell the Congress to approve USMCA soon. Our trade negotiations with Japan seem to be making progress. We've been restricted in beef sales to Japan since 2003, and that's when we had a couple cases of mad cow disease, and they shut us out for 16 years. Well, they're buying our beef now. However, they still have some beef tariffs on our exports, which leave us at a disadvantage. Our market prices for beef, pork, and other meat products are forecast to be strong. As we look ahead, China's African swine fever has forced a 30% plunge in sow herd numbers. The world will be short on pork, and that will increase demand for our meats. The worry is not at the level it was in the early 1980s when I was Secretary of Agriculture, but it is growing. We have a very strong national economy today, but the ag industry desperately needs some good news. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.